In this video, we're going to be going over how it is that you can review broadcast results. So here we are on the overview page for broadcasts here in marketing and broadcasts. And we can see here we have a variety of broadcasts that have already been delivered. So here we can see we have the option to see any broadcasts that would be in draft, any that are queued to be sent, any that have been delivered, any that were failed to send, split tests that might be ongoing, all, and then if we have any NPS tickets. So here we can see that these are the broadcasts that have been delivered. So let's go ahead and take a look at what we can see here. We can see the name of the broadcast, whether or not it was sent out through a newsletter, when it was delivered, the recipients, and we can also see a variety of information of who it was sent to, open rate, click rate, unsubscribe rate, bounce rate, if there are any replies, and if anyone marked the emails as spam. We can also control the kinds of information we see here by clicking into the columns, and then we can customize this per our needs. We also have the ability to sort this information by clicking here. So if you wanted to see which ones had the highest sends, you can go ahead and organize this by the amount. Of course, this is going to be dependent on you. But let's go ahead and just take a look at one of these that has the most information, maybe this first one here. So this is a broadcast report where we can see a lot of that same information we just saw, but this time we're focusing instead on one email. Here we can see a variety of information. Some of the most information, most important information might be the amount of recipients in accordance to the open and click rates, as well as the bounce rates, and of course, if anyone has marked it as spam. But you can click into specifically each of these to see exactly who it was delivered to, exactly who opened, and so forth. We can also see the click stats as well, how many were unique, and you can click into who it is that clicked that, as well as the total amount of clicks. We can also see the basic information, subject line, etc., along with who the recipients were. And something interesting to see is you can go ahead and click, for example, bounced, and you can see also the reason why the email might have bounced, and you can see here it says that the account was over their quota. But this would be unique basically to each of the email recipients. So you can go ahead and click that, but that's also a good indicator of maybe some contacts that might be needing to be cleaned from your account or emails that might need to be updated if they're wrong, etc. You can go ahead and also click up here into the top right corner, and you can see stats by email domain as well. This is really helpful to see how it is that your center domain is being viewed by some of the major email providers. So it's really helpful to go through and see how your delivery rate is looking. And it also can help be helpful in identifying if you have potential spelling errors. Like if you saw gmet or something like that .com, it might be because someone has an error in their email address. So this could be a good way to help identify if you have any issues with your contacts that way. So that's going to be it for going over the overview for broadcast reports. Hope this helps.